أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فقد كذبوكم بما تقولون فما تستطيعون صرفا ولا نصرا ومن يظلم منكم نذقه عذابا كبيرا وما أرسلنا قبلك من المرسلين إلا إنهم ليأكلون الطعام ويمشون في الأسواق وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون وكان ربك بصيرا صدق الله العظيم. This ayah 19 of Surah Al-Furqan is a continuation of the previous ayat in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after questioning those who were worshipped by the polytheists with regards to whether they had forced them to do so, whether they themselves had deviated, the response they had given was very simple. وَلَكِمْ مَتَّعْتَهُمْ وَآبَاءَهُمْ حَتَّى نَسُوا الذِّكْرِ وَكَانُوا قَوْمًا بُورًا. That they responded and they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that it is not suitable, it was not recommended that we ourselves take any bosom friend besides you. But O Allah, you had given man the luxuries of this world, you had given their forefathers the luxuries of this world, and when they were immersed and involved in their luxuries, hatta nasu dhikr, until they had forgotten the remembrance, they had forgotten the advices of Allah, they had forgotten the remembrance of Allah, and thus man forgot to make the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns again to the polytheists, to the idol worshippers and people that worship this material world and the people that worship materialism, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوكُمْ بِمَا تَقُولُونَ, that certainly they had forgotten you for what you have, they had refuted you, بِمَا تَقُولُونَ, for what you have said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now speaks to them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that even your deities, your idols, they have refuted your claim, they have denied you that what you have said has been incorrect. فَمَا تَسْتَطِيعُونَ صَرْفًا وَلَا نَصْرًا, then you do not have the ability of turning away or averting the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَا نَصْرًا, and nor do you have the ability of any assistance. Now there is no possibility of getting help from anyone else, from any other place, there is no other force, there is no other might that can give you help. وَمَنْ يَظْلِمْ مِنْكُمْ نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that whoever does wrong, whoever has sinned from amongst you, نُذِقْهُ عَذَابًا كَبِيرًا, we will make him taste the great punishment. And here the commentators have stated that this will be a general announcement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever the nature of the sin be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make this declaration. Thereafter, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala turns back to the subject matter that had begun at the beginning of the surah, that the kuffar of Makkah had made this allegation against Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that he could never be the Nabi of Allah because he was not an angel, or they had made this assessment that only an angel could be a Nabi of Allah or a representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dealt with this subject matter before, and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not sent before you any of the mursaleen, any of the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامِ, except the fact that they had been eating food, وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ, and they had been walking in the marketplaces, in other words, going there to buy the necessities and their needs. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that this was the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always sent humans from the time of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam right up to Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always sent humans on this earth, and they had always guided man. It stands to reason, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used these two examples about the eating and going into the marketplace to purchase one's needs, etc., that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam will be human, But at the same time, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam will direct and they will also guide man, because they will understand the needs of man, they will understand the challenges of man. If you take one simple example, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about eating, that if an angel had to come, how would that angel understand and realize that when a man is very old or a woman becomes exceptionally old, that now fasting does not become possible for them, then how would that rukhsat and concession be given if there is no understanding with regards to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةً. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and certainly we have made some of them against others as tests. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the test that the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam were put through by the polytheist. They tested and tried the sabr and the patience of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam in certain cases, torturing, tormenting, persecuting the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam, but they stood firm on the deen of Allah, on the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The test that the polytheists put against the believers, and they tested their sabr, and they also stayed firm. Then the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam also tested, and they also tested the believers. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam to take the believers or to send them out in the path of Allah in difficult situations, so those were also the tests, and the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam tested the polytheists insofar as the faith and the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Atasbirun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you keep steadfast, this was the test that had gone from time to time. وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala beholds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows why a person, and when a person had worshipped these idols, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew the difficulties the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam had gone through. All that was in the full view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.